77 WABC.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Out of touch, 753. So my friend Donald Trump back in court again today, the day after that great rally, literally two blocks away, hundreds of construction workers and union heads. Trump talking about New York being in play. He's certainly treating it that way, but now rallies in Harlem and here in Midtown Manhattan. But he's back in court today for the eighth day, this ridiculous, sham, horrible trial, persecuting my friend. He's going to win the presidency anyway. You know, they just shut down Third Avenue here right behind us, Judge.
Why?
Because the imbecile in charge right now, the asshole Joe Biden, slept in the city last night. He had a big event with Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones in Westchester. So he's going to be getting up soon at his hotel and leaving.
Will he shut it all down? Will he know that he's here?
He doesn't even know. So here he is, that voice you know with that lamp, of course. But make it up. God, I love that. Is my dear friend Judge Andrew Napolitano. Let's get right to day seven.
Okay.
I've got a cousin down in Florida. His name is Michael Robbins. My favorite, very, very close. My favorite cousin, my father's side. And he knows David Pecker. David Pecker related to his ex-wife who actually died, a young lady, Lori. I loved her. God rest her soul. And he sent me a text years and years ago when Pecker was running the National Enquirer. His text read, I swear to God, his name may be Pecker, but he's more of a pussy.
Oh, God. You really want to go there at 8 in the morning?
So Pecker's in court yesterday talking about Tiger Woods and Arnold. And what was that all about?
It was an effort to demonstrate the practice in the tabloid industry of buying negative stories by paying the person who has the negative information, leading that person to believe that the story is going to be published and this will be the exclusive, and then killing the story. Why was the jury told about this? This was an effort to lay the foundation to show that that's what Trump attempted to do in the Stormy Daniels case. Except in these cases that David Pecker told about, Pecker paid for the stories. When Stormy Daniels came along, Pecker calculates how much money Trump owes him. Now, you know, this is a tendency of the former president always to pay 100 cents on the dollar. We all know that. And Trump says, I'm not going to pay. Pecker says, I'm not a bank. I'm not going to do this on my own. He says to Michael Cohen, you do it. That's the origin of this. Now, there's some trouble with this, and it has to do with, I know you don't want to put the two of them together because there's no comparison between them, but it has to do with the reversal of the conviction of Harvey Weinstein. In a couple of minutes, you're going to have Artie Idala here, a great criminal defense lawyer, maybe one of the best in New York City, who tried the Weinstein case, who argued the appeal, who succeeded in getting the reversal. The reversal was based on allowing the jury to hear prior bad acts of the defendant. Justice Mearsheim is allowing the jury to hear prior bad acts of the defendant.
He's allowed to do that?
He has the discretion, but if he abuses that discretion and the defendant is convicted, it'll end up in a reversal. That's what happened in the Weinstein case. The judge allowed too many prior bad acts in. So Artie's victory in the Weinstein case came at the right time for Donald Trump. It's a lesson for Justice Mearsheim. Don't let too many prior bad acts in or you'll get reversed.
Well, I have to tell you, you
Does
are
this
one of
make
the great...
sense to you?
No, it makes a whole bunch of sense. Okay. And I have to tell you, thank you so much, because I had no idea what all this meant. And you just did a tremendous job of explaining it. My thought is that unlike you, because you are a tremendous man of the law, you really are, this guy, Justice Mearsheim, he doesn't seem to care. Like, I know he's had some impressive years on the bench. I've heard people say, outside of this Trump thing, he's actually not a bad guy or a bad judge. He's acting like a complete idiot.
Artie, ask Joe Tacopina. They'll tell you he's a respected judge. You know how you can tell when a person is a respected judge? When both the prosecutors and defense lawyers like him. They know he's fair.
Yeah, but I'm sure that if I asked the same two guys you just mentioned, both dear friends of mine, both poly prep guys, about Justice Engoron or Justice Kaplan, they would have said the same thing.
Probably.
But Trump derangement syndrome has turned otherwise impressive men into idiots.
We'll find out very soon, because Justice Mearsheim has to rule on the contempt. And that ruling could come as soon as today.
You mean the gag order?
Yes. They had that hearing on Tuesday. He hasn't ruled yet. He's probably going to rule today. Usually those things come out on a Friday.
Let's say he rules against Trump. What's the penalty?
Theoretically, it's $1,000 per act of contempt. The state says there's 14 of them. What's a $14,000 fine to Trump? It's nothing. It could be incarceration. I think you should know that the Secret Service and the NYPD and the Department of Corrections are prepared for the unthinkable, that Donald Trump would be incarcerated. I don't think that's going to happen, but there'll be a threat of it.
Oh, my God. Let's take a short break, because not only did Trump have this long day in court yesterday, but there was another huge day in court that, of course, was all about Donald Trump, miles and miles away, that may set precedent for the rest of the presidents forever. We'll get to the Supreme Court with Judge Napolitano right after this.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC. If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation, or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation. Or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a few more minutes here with the great Judge Napolitano before he goes across the street for his TV gig. Judge, the Supreme Court, well, nine of them heard oral arguments yesterday in the immunity case for President Trump. And as expected, people like Jackson were like, well, nobody's above the law. Others said, yeah, but, you know, he was the president. Let's do something. So it's what I took from it. I'm not as smart as you, was that there'll be no absolute immunity, but it does seem like he may get a 5-4 vote in favor of some limited immunity. What did you see yesterday?
I think you have an excellent grasp on what went on. Now, I listened to all 3 hours and 20 minutes of the oral
argument.
You did,
right?
Yeah, it took a lot of patience to listen to it, particularly some of it. But I won't mention names. Some of them are my friends, you know. Here's what I think it will come down to. I think the court will send it back to the trial judge and say there's no such thing as total absolute immunity. There's immunity for official presidential acts in furtherance of the Constitution. There is no immunity for personal acts in furtherance of self. Who decides whether they're official or personal? A jury. That means there will be a jury trial. If I'm right, that means there will be a jury trial and the judge will instruct the jury. If you find that the things he was accused of were official government acts, you must find him not guilty. If you find the things he is accused of were personal acts, then you have to find, did he have intent to break the law, and did he break the law?
Well, if he doesn't win this immunity case, then it's business as usual.
Correct.
For Jack Smith.
But correct. Smith is going to get on a treadmill and try and get this done before November.
But if, in fact, the ruling is in favor of Trump, even if it's limited and not absolute, what does that mean for Trump in this case?
It means that the jury trial will proceed, and he and his lawyers will attempt to persuade the jury, not the judge, the jury, that what he did was within the scope of his office. And if the jury agrees with that, the case goes away. They find him not guilty.
Well, doesn't the Supreme Court, if they rule that he does have some immunity, wouldn't that be a huge win for Trump?
Or? It would be a partial win for Trump. Jack Smith, whatever you think of him, anticipated this. And much of the allegations against Trump allege personal behavior outside the scope of the presidency. If the jury believes that whatever he did on January 6th and the weeks and months leading up to it was personal behavior outside the scope of the presidency, they can find him guilty. If the jury believes it was official acts of the president, they will find that he is immune from prosecution.
All right, one more, and I don't want your opinion, please, because I love you, and I'm afraid if you give me your opinion, I'm going to get angry.
What the hell are you going to ask?
I'm going to ask you about the First Amendment and what's going on at Columbia and over 250 schools now around the country. You know how I feel.
I'm not know exactly keep, how you feel.
You know, so you give me the legally what you if you think what these people are doing falls under First Amendment freedom and if it's okay.
The First Amendment has to have breathing room, and people cannot be punished because of their exercise of the freedom of speech. The First Amendment is not the right to attack somebody, and it's not the right to threaten somebody, but it's the right to say whatever you want.
Including death to America.
Yeah, as horrible as that is, as condemning and repulsive as that is, yes, I disagree with what you say. I disagree with everything you say, but will defend to the death your right to say it.
Your right to say it.
Yes.
Do you think is there an opportunity, is there a chance, based upon this ugliness, where I think most of the country agrees with me, Constitution aside, this is a very, very bad thing, is there a chance that something could be amended, something can change? Because I know the strict constitutionalists, maybe like you and Dershowitz, love it. I don't. There's a lot about the Constitution that, guess what, 250 years later, doesn't make sense. Is there a way we can change some of this?
There is a way, but I can't imagine the First Amendment being changed. It's the sheet anchor of the. If there were the First Amendment, we'd be talking with a British accent.
Listen,
and we'd be worshiping Charles III.
Listen, who takes more advantage of the First Amendment than me? Who else goes on the air and calls people assholes and pussies?
You have become a wealthy and powerful person because of the First Amendment.
Right, I get it, but I also understand that there's a line, and what these people are doing at these universities, that is not freedom of speech, that's hate.
But the winds of political change, cannot affect the freedom of speech, because if they can, those winds could blow a different way, and that'll curtail your speech and mine.
I tell you what, if they said today they would kick every protester out of every university, but it means you get fired, Sid, I'll take the firing. That's how brokenhearted and angry I am at this country and these kids and these mayors and governors and school chancellors. I'll take the termination.
You couldn't judge these kids fairly. You think they're monsters.
Monsters, because ignorance is no defense. At the very least, they're stupid. That's no defense. But the truth is, a lot of them are monsters.
But the whole purpose of the First Amendment is to keep the government out of the business of speech, out of evaluating it, out of interfering with it.
This is different.
The duty of Columbia University to protect their students and make sure they're safe, make sure they are physically safe, and make sure their expressive liberties are expressed in a safe manner.
But they're not doing that. You've got a woman there who's on the bad side.
It's private property, so there's not much the government can do.
Oh, boy.
Still love me?
Of course I love you. No, and I have to say this, on a serious note, your Trump stuff today was the best I've heard, because I watch Fox and all these other stations, and a lot of times, I'm not that smart, I walk away confused. You fixed it today, so thank you.
Thank you, my man. Give Idella my best. Tell him I love
will.
Him.
Have a great weekend, and good luck across the street.
Thank
and
you.
And for folks who want to listen to your podcast, which gets like a billion listeners every week.
Judging Freedom on YouTube.
Judging Freedom on YouTube, that Judge Napolitano.